Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Well, the revolving door that is the Manchester United manager's office claimed another victim today. Ruben Amorim departed Old Trafford after a year and a bit in charge. Here's a clip of what turned out to be his final conference as Red Devils boss at Leeds yesterday.
I came here to be the manager of Manchester United, not to be the coach of Manchester United. And it's going to be like this for 18 months or when the board decided to change. I will do my job until other guy is coming here to replace me.
Or whenever the board decides it's time. Miguel Delaney of the London Independent is on the line. Miguel, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Well, the board decided it was time.
And from what I'm told and what I've written in The Independent today, the decision actually came before yesterday's game and that press conference. In fact, one of the reasons I think that Amorim spoke the way he did in that press conference, because he pretty much had some idea it was coming, even if it wasn't confirmed yet. And I suppose he wanted to go out speaking his terms, if not necessarily on his own terms. And I suppose it's all the more conspicuous given there were a few shots. In fact, if you're watching kind of some of the news all day today and some of the footage from yesterday's game, there's been a frequent cut to the United Football Leadership CEO Omar Barada and technical director Jason Wilcox in the stand just in front of Sir Alex Ferguson. And I suppose they would have been watching that with the knowledge that they were about to make their move, because from what I'm told, although it seems abrupt, there was actually a meeting among some of the United hierarchy on New Year's Day, on Thursday morning, where the direction was being discussed, transfer business was going to be discussed, and Amorim himself was going to be discussed. And that was after the 1-1 draw against Wolves on the Tuesday, which now looks like it's brought a real shift. It caused a change in thinking because of how bad the performance was and because of the reasons for how bad the performance was. Which is basically what everyone sees is Amorim's almost obstinate and needless reversion to a 3-4-3 system that just hadn't been working. People were baffled.
It's performance rather than a power struggle, as far as you see. I mean, there are legitimate grounds there before you even get into sort of the power politics within Manchester United.
But this is where it's interesting, because look, you can make a football case that Amorim should have gone. You know, a lot of United fans had actually already turned against him, which I suppose the hierarchy would have been aware of. But, I mean, a lot of the football over the past 14 months has been unwatchable. Some of the results have been bad. He's statistically the worst modern Manchester United manager ever and didn't win a trophy. Probably should have won the Europa League given United's financial advantage over the rest of the field, including Tottenham. And what was a bad Tottenham team at that.
Okay, that's a convincing case for the prosecution.
I was going to say that they are in a very different place than they were a year ago, even 6 months ago. There has been progress. From speaking to people at other clubs, they do feel that United were improving. They feel there's a good structure there. And this is the oddity of it all, actually. I mean, right now they're in sixth. At the time they sacked, after the game, because Chelsea got an unexpected draw at Manchester City, they were in fifth. So it's where they have been for the past few weeks, just on the edge of the top four. And this in a season, another season, where it looks like top five is going to qualify for the Champions League. So, which pretty much was his remit for this year. Given that's why you probably can't make the football argument as convincingly as you could have done a few months ago. And it is why I think it's both football and personal, or I suppose it's to do with the power dynamics at Old Trafford. And ultimately, the football results weren't enough to save him, given the latter.
Okay, Miguel Delaney of The Independent, thanks very much for joining us on that. We'll see who's up next into that particular, as I said at the outset, revolving door. And no doubt we'll be talking to Miguel Delaney soon on that in the future. Now, coming up, sticking power. How do you turn a New Year resolution into habits? Plus, why do most incidents on the M50 happen between 4 and 5 o'clock?